Welcome to Outdoors Radio, brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource, and by SCI Wisconsin Chapter's Big Game Hunters Expo and Banquet, March 9th and 10th at the Wyndham Milwaukee Airport Hotel. I'm Dan Small here in the studio with Mr. Hardwater Jeff Kelm, getting ready for the Ice Fishing World Championship. That's really like the Super Bowl of ice fishing. That's next week in Kazakhstan, and we'll ask him all about that in just a bit. Remember, if you missed something on the show or want to hear parts or the whole show again, or any of our past shows, you can always listen 24/7 at lake-link.com/DSO radio. In just a little while, we're going to give away a Nebulous emergency flotation device, a $500 value, so stay tuned for that. It's time now for the Madison Outdoors Report, brought to you by Great Lakes Roofing Corporation, your roofing solutions experts. For help with winter roof problems, visit greatlakesroofing.net. And joining us once again on the Red Paw Performance Dog Food Call of the Wild line is Gene Dellinger of DNS Bait on Northport Drive. Gene, thanks so much for joining us again.
Thanks for calling.
You bet. Now, how's the ice on your area lakes? I hear that there was some problems.
I would say on Lake Mendota we have probably about a 6-inch coverage, but with warmer weather we've had, we've already got some deterioration showing up on the surface anyway. So hopefully it'll get through a little bit of this and stiffen up again, but there's no real issues. We did have an issue this week that came up with a fella in a heavy shack and an expansion crack.
That's what I heard. Yeah. Oh, so that was an expansion crack that
went
through. Yeah. Did he lose the shack or did?
No, they recovered it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Okay. Well, now how's the fishing?
Actually, we've been getting some decent perch reports on Mendota, Monona, and some on Wabisa here lately.
Oh, great.
Sizes vary largely. I mean, on Mendota, we're getting fish from 7 to 11 inches. A lot of fish that are 8, 9 inches. Monona, same thing, quite a variant in size, a lot of smaller fish, some decent ones. And on Wabisa, I've been hearing not as many fish, but some nice fish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are they finding them in the same kind of spots on all three lakes?
Yeah, in the main basin of the lake. Of course, Lake Mendota being a large lake as it is, they've been getting some fish mainly over by the Commodore Second Point area, and there's getting some over between Second Point and Picnic Point right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Lake Monona, there's guys fishing out off of an area called Wild Haven. There's guys fishing out in front of the Yahara River on the north shore there. And then on Wabisa, they seem to be fishing kind of right out in the middle of the lake.
Huh, okay. And same baits on all lakes?
Yeah, spikes for the most part. Small jigs, ratfinks, glow-in-the-dark stuff works pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes purple or black are good. We do have some guys that are pretty proficient with jigging Rapalas and do pretty well that way, but I would say most of the guys are using smaller jigs and spikes.
Yeah, okay. Are they picking up any walleyes doing that?
They're getting a few walleyes on Monona, I heard, out in front of the Yarra River, smaller fish. Out here on Mendota, I haven't heard any walleyes from the perch fishermen, but I have heard several guys over off Governor's Island that have taken some walleyes. They're not tearing them up by any means, but I have heard of probably a half a dozen fish in that 8-pound class this year.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Now, is that mostly an evening bite?
You know, typically it would be an evening bite, but some of those fish have come right in the middle of the day.
Huh, no kidding. Okay.
Yeah.
How about northerns?
Lake Mendota, they've been taking quite a few northerns, actually. Not anything 40 inches that I've heard, or not very many that size, but a lot of fish in the mid to upper 30s. Warner Bay, Governor's Island, both been producing pretty well. Over in the city shoreline over by James Madison Park, the Union down in that area, a little bit of luck there. On Lake Monona, I've heard some out towards Squaw Bay, Turtle Bay area. On Lake Wabisa, they've been getting a few out by the Lake Farm Park area, and then a few way down by the marsh down on the south end.
Mm-hmm. On tip-ups primarily?
Yeah, tip-ups and shiners typically. Occasionally some of the guys use smelt, but generally around here we're using shiners, extra-large or extra-large shiners.
Yeah, okay. And you have shiners, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. How about Lake Wisconsin? You hearing anything from up there?
You know, I'm hearing a little bit of panfish action up there in the grade, not around the grade, excuse me, Harmony Grove in they call the fingers there.
Yep.
A few nice crappies in the evening, some bluegills, typically smaller bluegills during the day. Gallus's Slough up on the north end of the lake there, I've heard some bluegill action in there at times. And none of those areas seem to be drawing a crowd by any means, but I'm still getting hints of those reports coming down. So.
Okay. You hearing anything from the smaller lakes?
Crystal Lake's been pretty quiet. Fish Lake, they've been getting a few bluegills up in that area, a lot of smaller fish. Over Rock Lake, Mud Lake area over to the east of us, they've been getting some nice bluegills there from what I've heard. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to anybody firsthand, but I've heard that report several times.
Sure.
Up the Fall River area up by Lazy Lake, I've been hearing bluegills up there. They're telling me nice ones, but up there that generally is a 7-inch fish or so.
Uh-huh, yeah, okay. Is the Wisconsin River open up at the Dells?
That's a good question. I don't have the answer for you.
Okay. Usually, I'm guessing it is, but, of course, somebody's going to call and say, yeah, of course, you idiot, it's open, or it's locked in ice. Just call the right people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, generally it would be locked in ice around this time, start to open up around. I mean, Super Bowl weekend is an early opening, but they usually start trying to open it then if it's not open.
Yeah, okay. You going to watch the Super Bowl?
I don't think I'll have a choice, bro.
All right. Well, Gene, thanks again, and we'll be in touch with you in a couple more weeks.
Sounds good.
All right. That was Gene Dellinger of DNS Bait on Northport Drive, and this was the Madison Outdoors Report, brought to you by Great Lakes Roofing Corporation. Look for them on the web if you have winter roof problems. They are at greatlakesroofing.net. More Outdoors Radio in just a bit.
Here we go. The ice season is fast upon us, and HT Enterprises, manufacturer of numerous industry-leading innovations, including the world-famous Polar Tip-Up, AccuCast Spinning Reels, and Marmuska Jig, is ready to help make this your most successful winter ever. Anglers are raving about Polar Fire Clothing, today's most advanced cold-weather clothing system, and HT Polar Rod Ice Guard, Polar Fire Ice Rods, and revolutionary Marmuska Tungsten Ice Jigs are taking the ice by storm. HT, the complete line of time-proven ice gear, the power to perform.
Call us anytime at 414-297-7554. Suggest a guest, leave a message, or enter our weekly giveaway. You can also email us at outdoorsradio@gmx.com. Well, Jeff, are you ready for Kazakhstan? Are you trained?
Sure. I guess as much as I'm going to get, that's for sure. I mean, my stuff is packed, ready to go. We'll get on an airplane here in the next couple days. The event, the official pre-fishing time happens February 6th. The competition is the 11th and the 12th.
Okay.
So I'm pretty excited about it.
I guess, well, you seem pretty calm now, but
you
know, I know
see, and I go through these waves. You know, I haven't flown now or taken a large trip in over a decade. So I get these waves of I'm excited for the trip, I'm nervous for the flight. Then I'm nervous for the trip, and I'm fine with the flight. I get these little waves of emotions. But I've done a lot of practicing. We've done a lot of research on what we're fishing for, which is the European roach, which is similar to like our golden shiner.
Okay.
They get a little bit larger than our golden shiners do here in the lakes, but not much. I mean, 100 grams is about what we're looking at, so it's 4 ounces or so, 4.4 ounces, I think is what that comes out to be. So it's not like they're big fish, but certainly if you can get into a number of 100-gram roach, you're going to be sitting pretty good at the end of the day come weigh-in time.
Okay. So, now, who sanctions this event?
This is a FIPSIT event. It's a French name, but it's basically a International Federation of Fishing regulations. It's like the Olympics fishing.
So it really is the maybe the Olympics is a better comparison than the Super Bowl. Isn't it?
Is.
I just brought that up because that's coming up real soon.
Sure. And it is. It is very similar. We have rules that are very similar to the Olympics for us as, I don't know if you want to call us athletes, but participants, as far as our conduct and ethics policies and things like that. You know, we are representing the United States of America.
Absolutely.
When we go over there.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we go to these Eastern European countries, and this one being kind of a Western Asian country, we're in a place that maybe they don't know a lot about America and what they have known.
First American.
Yeah, I mean, some of these people, we're going to a very small town that they may not have ever met an American before.
Wow.
It's possible.
So you become an ambassador as well.
Absolutely. You absolutely are. So your conduct is very key when you get there. It's beyond the fishing.
Mm.
So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. We're ready to go. Sitting on a plane for 8 hours between Chicago and Frankfurt, a 3.5-hour delay, and then a 6.5-hour flight from Frankfurt to Almaty.
So halfway around the world.
Yeah, it's 6,400 miles.
Wow. Well, we'll be pulling for you.
Thank you.
And I hope you can post some photos or some information.
I'm
going to
try.
Facebook.
Yeah, if people want to follow along, you can follow along on the USA Ice Team's Facebook page. You just search USA Ice Team on Facebook, or you can follow mine. I'm going to try to update it as much as I can. I know we're going to have access to the Internet, so you get on and just search Jeff Kelm, Sheboygan, Wisconsin. You'll find me on Facebook, and you can follow me there.
All right. Well, I had the boat show again last weekend and talked to a lot of folks who listened to the show, which is always good to hear. And I'm going to be taking a break from shows for a while, gearing up for the Outdoor Wisconsin Banquet. That's coming up February 22nd at the Country Springs Hotel in Pewaukee. And folks who might want to go to that, you can learn more at MPTV, Milwaukee Public TV, mptv.org. And you can buy tickets there, too, if you're interested. You know, I had a chance to talk with John Gillespie at the boat show, and Brad Karstedt and I were visiting with John on the last weekend, and Brad had an idea that he said, you know, you guys ought to do a show together, a TV show together.
You guys are both kind of synonymous with Wisconsin. You know, when people think of Wisconsin outdoors, they either
That's
think
what
of you
Brad
or they
said.
Think of you, John.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be a little different style.
Go
thing.
Get the Frable, Dan.
Yeah. I told John, I said, I can get excited. I had one of my most memorable fishing outings was actually grabbing suckers by hand in a Fond du Lac County
nice.
Trout stream. Oh, it was fun.
That's awesome.
Running
that
up
like
through
fun.
The riffle, yelling, "Grab that sucker!" And then when you get one, you know, it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Well, we have a giveaway this weekend. We're going to be giving away the self-inflating life-saving device by Nebulous in just a few minutes. We'll tell you all about that. Dan Small here, reminding you to be prepared this winter season and partner with the best, Great Lakes Roofing Corporation. Ice damming, snow buildup, and falling ice can result in unsafe conditions and costly damage during the winter months. Great Lakes Roofing's 24/7 emergency repair crews offer the knowledge and reliable experience you need when winter happens to you. Contact them today to schedule your free winter weather roof consultation. Visit GreatLakesRoofing.net. Great Lakes Roofing Corporation, your roofing solutions expert. SCI Wisconsin Chapter invites you to attend their Free Hunters Expo Saturday, March 10th from 10 to 4 at the Wyndham Milwaukee Airport Hotel. Meet with guides, outfitters, and fellow Wisconsin hunters. Enjoy free seminars with nationally renowned speakers. Learn about hunting trophy whitetails, food plot management, elk calling, concealed carry, and more. Get show updates and more info at sciwi.org or call 262-437-0097. Enjoy upland bird hunting at its finest, plus year-round sporting clays and shooting instruction at Milford Hills Hunt Club. Milford Hills has a full-time gunsmith, a well-stocked pro shop, and a stunning lodge and banquet facility eager to cater your client or corporate outing. And their Friday night fish fry is second to none. Located north of I-94 near Johnson Creek, Milford Hills Hunt Club is Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility. Call 920-699-2249. Or visit MilfordHills.com.
If you're a hunter, you know and think about safety every time you're out. It shouldn't be any different when you're ice fishing. Ice can be fickle at any time, but early ice can be especially hazardous. Remember this. Know before you go. Ask the locals about conditions. Don't fish alone. Carry safety equipment like ice picks, ropes, and life jackets. If you do break through, don't panic. Use your legs to kick yourself out and roll or crawl away from the hole until it's safe to stand. Finally, let someone know where you'll be and when you'll be home. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Attention hunters, the Wisconsin Deer and Turkey Expo, March 30th through April 1st at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, has a new name. It's now the Field and Stream Deer and Turkey Expo, presented by Remington. Get great bargains at nearly 600 booths. Enter your buck or bear in the Budweiser Trophy Contest. Get your questions answered at the Tech Info Center. Hear more than 50 seminars. The Field and Stream Deer and Turkey Expo, March 30th through April 1st at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. Discount ticket coupons online at deerinfo.com.
Raccoons, possums, and bats might be cute outside, but when confined to your living space, they leave behind gifts that you don't want. A-Plus Restorations will remove your unwanted house guests, as well as the ticks, fleas, lice, and dander they leave behind, all of which can serve up an unhealthy buffet of various diseases. Call A-Plus Restorations 24-hour hotline at 877-NO-CRITTER. Plus, A-Plus Restorations is covered by some homeowner insurance policies. 877-NO-CRITTER.
Your hunt may only take minutes, but your taxidermied animal should last a lifetime. That's why you should choose Bucky's Taxidermy in Grafton, Wisconsin. Jeff Knapp has over 30 years of experience and is recommended by industry professionals worldwide. Bucky's is the largest producer of replica mounts in the United States. Regardless of the animal, Bucky's has the mount for you. Call them now at 262-375-6864 or online at buckystaxidermy.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. My name is Jeff Kelm. I love talking about ice fishing, and I love introducing people who have never ice fished into the sport. Generally, you don't hear too many people that have been fishing their entire lives that have never ice fished, but we're going to talk to one such gentleman here in just a second. This is the Ice Fishing Report brought to you by HT Enterprises, makers of high-tech fishing tackle for all seasons, on the web at icefish.com. And earlier this week, I had the opportunity to interview a legend, and that is Jimmy Houston, who has fished his entire life. We all know that. Great television show for 30-plus years, but he's never ice fished, and I had the chance to ask him about it this week.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing, man?
Jimmy, it is great to talk to you. Great to have you on the show. I guess I got to ask you, how was the experience being on the ice, walking on top of the water that you normally are floating in?
Well, it was pretty cool, Jeff. And, you know, the amazing thing is out on Green Lake today, when we went out there, the lake was covered with snow, so it was sort of like walking out there in a big old field. But then as the day went on and all this warm weather that they have accused me of bringing up here, all the snow melted, so it looked just like a lake. And then sure enough, as we took a couple pictures, it looked like you were sure enough standing on water. And, you know, I've tried to walk on water a few times. You probably have too. You know, I mean, I've tried that sometimes when I was down the lake. I look around, nobody's looking, and I tried to muster up all the faith I had and tried it, but I've never been able to do it. But it was cool. It was a lot of fun. You know, if it's possible to have a lot of fun and not catch fish, we had it out here ice fishing. And the fishing is really, really tough. And I'm going to tell you, you know, the Game Ranger, all of Tom's buddies, everybody, all great guys, they all blaming me because the weather's too hot. And, you know, usually if I come to the north in the wintertime and the weather's nice, you know, they're all patting me on the back saying, man, thanks for bringing us a 50-degree day. This is fantastic. But not Tom's buddies. They're all blaming me for not, you know, the hot weather ruining the fishing.
Yeah, it is. It has been quite the odd year this year, and maybe we can't blame it all on you, Jimmy. But it's great to have you up here. Is this something you're looking forward to doing again sometime? Maybe under some more extreme conditions, the opposite way.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I'll come back and do it again without a doubt. I haven't conquered this game for sure. so I definitely am going to come back and do it. And it is something I have been looking forward to. And, you know, we've been invited to go ice fishing for a lot. We've been doing that show for 35 years. And you know, I sort of live under one real simple motto. When it's cold in Oklahoma, I go south, and when it's hot in Oklahoma, I go north. So we sort of reversed that trend this week, and doggone if we didn't bring the warm weather up here. But it's 70 degrees at my ranch in Oklahoma today, so it's we're having the same type winter. It's just warmer down there, and unbelievable how many days we had in January that was 60 degrees or better, and quite a few over 70. But yeah, this is something that I've wanted to do for a long, long time, and I'd really like to catch some little smallmouth bass out from under the ice. And you know, the fish that we caught today, and I say we just because I was along on the trip, but the fish that we caught out there today, it was fantastic to get them up and see them down under that ice and try to work them around and get their head where you can slide them out on the ice. And that was all what I thought it would be, and it was really a lot of fun. And we fished yesterday over on Winnebago and driving Suburbans out there on the ice and Chevy Silverado pickups, and it's just like, wow, I can't believe we're doing this, and fishing out the little ice shanties and cooking hamburgers and brats, and it was cool, and that's no pun intended, but it was neat. I enjoyed it a lot. It's something I've seen on television and never had the opportunity to experience. And you know, I've been to Wisconsin and fishing in Wisconsin a lot over the years, you know, and the people up here are fantastic, and they love to hunt and fish here in this state, and anybody that loves to hunt and fish is a friend of mine.
Well, Jimmy, we can't wait to have you back. We'll get you back on some fish, and we get you up to Shawamigan Bay, way up north in the Bayfield area of Wisconsin. We'll get you on some of them winter smallmouths in a hurry. We could probably do it in Door County too, but I know a lot of guys up there in Shawamigan Bay that would love to take you out too. So,
well, I would love to do it, and you know, it is a treat for me to get to come up here. And you know, I stayed at the hotel right across from Mercury Marine, and I've been running Mercury Motors ever since I was a little bitty boy. So they've been a sponsor of ours for a long time, and they're probably going to shoot me when they find out I was up here and didn't talk to any of them, because I've got a lot of great friends over here. But it was kind of a thrill to get to do that, and I'll you know, I might come back in the summertime too. I like the country up here.
Well, Jimmy, thanks so much for joining us today. If you don't mind throwing Tom back on the phone, and you have safe travels back home.
I'll do that, Jeff. Thank you so much, buddy. We appreciate you.
Jimmy Houston joining us on the Ice Fishing Report, brought to you by HT Enterprises, high-tech fishing tackle for all seasons, on the web at icefish.com. More Outdoors Radio coming up next. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. My name is Jeff Kelp. Dan's sitting this one out today. We're on the phone right now with Kyle Burden. He is what title would we give you there, Kyle?
You know, I manage Kirkwood Resort, so I guess resort manager. I started out there, marina manager. I'd still like that title. That sounds just fine too.
All right, and now that is, explain to people where this is. It's in West Yellowstone, or that area, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we're in West Yellowstone, called West Yellowstone. It is the West Yellowstone itself. Is the west entrance to Yellowstone Park, thus the name. So we are located on Hebgen Lake, which is just outside of West, about 18 miles to the northwest. And we're located right on the lake, Kirkwood Resort is. The dam, the Hebgen Lake was formed by a man-made dam, so it's really a reservoir. The Maston River, it is dammed up back in 1907. So it's been there for 100 plus years, and it's a great place for fishing, recreating, anything you might want to do out there, summer, winter, spring, fall.
Sure.
There.
Now, the reason why we're talking to you about this, people are sitting there thinking, all right, so you guys are, you know, West Yellowstone, that's fantastic, we're in Wisconsin. The reason why we're talking to you is the North American Ice Fishing Circuit, the circuit that I have the opportunity of competing with, is actually traveling out to your lake, and this is a fantastic opportunity for guys that maybe aren't big bluegill fishermen, love fishing trout, which we have a ton of those guys in the lake area, the Great Lakes area. Of course, we're used to fishing trout all summer long, and many of us even in the wintertime in the harbors and the marinas of the Great Lakes, and this is a fantastic opportunity to get into some trophy trout fishing of all things in the middle of the mountainous region there, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, I mean, Madison River is known nationwide as a blue ribbon trout fishery. You go up and down, and where it starts there in the park, and even where it branches out before it becomes the Madison, it starts out as the Firehole and the Gibbon, and those flow together there in the park and form the Madison. And continue on out of the park and out through the Madison Valley, through Hebgen, through the Madison Valley to Ennis, and on down and into the Missouri. So it's pristine. It's known all over the place to fly fishermen, to spin fishermen, and should be known to ice fishermen as well. If you're looking for trout, this is a great place to find it. We're really blessed to have a real natural lake. I think the only invasive species in there is the Utah chub, and those are really on the decline now, too. You've got the mountain whitefish in there, but you also have cutthroat, two different species of cutthroat, the West Slope and the Yellowstone cutthroat, which aren't very common. You find a lot more cutthroats in the lake as is in those cutthroat, but beautiful rainbows, beautiful brown trout. It's a nice place. It's a great place to come and fish, to get away from the hustle and bustle. Because really, Montana, that's Montana. We're spread out all over the place. And especially when it comes to ice fishing, our ice fishing communities are spread all over the state. So you don't get a large congregation of folks out there at any given weekend. We're really looking forward to the NAISC event because it'll be interesting to see a bunch of folks out there and having a good time. It really doesn't happen like that where you get a bunch of fishing reports and everybody's bringing in fish.
Sure.
You know, if you got one buddy out there and he gives you the report too, that's you know, kind of a busy day.
Yeah, well, you know,
but,
and that's something we...
Well, we look forward to it.
Yeah, and guys around here, you know, all the way through the Midwest, a lot of us fish very populated lakes or lakes in very populated areas. So to find a pristine body of water that holds these trophy fish that doesn't get pressured much is like a dream come true right here. I mean, it's fantastic. And getting out there is not terribly difficult at all. I know that there's a lot of flight specials even that people can go because it is a bit of a drive. But if you can pack light, maybe send your stuff ahead of time, you can fly out there and really have a really enjoyable vacation, let alone tournament.
Yeah, it is a destination location, really. West Yellowstone, obviously the park draws in visitors from all over the world, foreign and domestic. But in the wintertime, it's a bit of a hidden gem because a lot of folks know Yellowstone Park. They don't realize that the best snowmobile riding is outside of the park, that the best when it comes to ice fishing, you know, we're right on the park. You still get all the beauty of the greater Yellowstone area without the crowds.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there's always specials going on. You're always these local lodging folks are always throwing together specials. I know I've got a bunch of family in Wisconsin. My family, my wife's family is from Wisconsin, as well as I spent some time out there, and now my mother and sister and brother are all out there. But we've got a bunch of folks that come each year and are going to be here during the tournament, and I'm challenging them to try to beat me. They're a bunch of talk right now. But they come out in snowmobile every year, and they do it every year, and that's actually how my family ended up back in Wisconsin. My mom met my stepfather out here. He was on a snowmobiling trip, and you know, lots of folks fall in love with it out here, and it's a place where you'll want to get back again, and you'll want to bring the family, and it's a real family-friendly environment, and it's a great place to visit or to stay for a bit.
That's fantastic. Now, the other thing that I think a lot of people think about if they want to travel light, maybe to drive that far or to fly, is you guys have places to rent snowmobiles and other ways of traveling across the lake and on the trails if you have the time, too, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. Snowmobiling's the way to go around here. We get enough snow, and really, the snow's been down this year. The last year was close to record-setting snowfall. So it seems down, even though it may be closer to average. But this week it's going to snow on us, and it's going to snow pretty deep. They're talking something like 8 feet in 5 days, and I don't know that that will come to fruition, but it's going to snow on us. And so really anything tracked is the way to get around out here. And we've got a number of places that will rent you snowmobiles for recreation or for utility. There's a buffalo hunt going on right now, and they rent them out to buffalo hunters as well to help drag some of those mammoth beasts off of the frozen water and so whatever you're looking to do, there's folks that are looking to outfit you, it seems.
That's awesome. I mean, it sounds like West Yellowstone beyond the tournament would just be a great place to go ahead and vacation and travel to.
I'm always trying to sucker my family and friends into coming out. I love playing tour guide. There's lots of things to do. Like I said, it's not just you're not just pigeonholed into one type of event. There's lots of things to do in the wintertime. That's the only way we're really able to survive it, is to stay busy.
I suppose.
You gotta fill it with things to do. Otherwise, cabin fever sets in.
Yeah.
My wife's threatening to move to Florida.
When you're talking about getting 8.5 feet in 2 days as far as snowfall goes, yeah, I can see that you need to keep yourself busy in order from going crazy. So that's very excellent. How do people get a hold of you? I'll tell people how to get a hold of the NAIFC in just a minute, but how do people get a hold of you to book their stay?
Sure. If you want to book out there at Kirkwood, you can give me a call. Our information is on the NAIFC Hebgen Lake event website, but you can check us out online. It's www.kirkwoodresort.com. Or if you're looking to book somewhere, like I said, we're out on the lake. But if you're looking to stay somewhere in town, you know, westyellowstoneicefishing.com has a fantastic website set up there with a bunch of these tournament sponsors, too, that will also get you lodging and rentals and whatever else you might need. And that's a real good asset. I recommend everybody get to that website that's looking to make the trip, because it'll help with your planning quite a bit.
Excellent.
Always give me a call, and I'm happy to share any information I got, fishing-wise or lodging-wise.
All right. Well, Kyle, we appreciate it, and people can get a hold of the North American Ice Fishing Circuit at naifc.com. The event page is there. You can register for the tournament right there. I know you guys are big on Facebook and things, too, so people just need to do their search on Facebook and find you, friend you there, and follow all the events happening in West Yellowstone and at Kirkwood.
Yeah. Yeah, I recommend you do so. Like I said, my phone's always on, so give me a buzz, and we'll try to help you out any way necessary. I really look forward to having some Midwest folks out here. It's always a good time. We always seem to have like-minded folks, and that always makes for an enjoyable event. There's plenty of places out here that are used to catering to Midwest folks. You know, we've got Packer Bars. I'm sitting in Bullwinkle's right now, and I think they're still mopping up a bit of the tears.
My families. You had to bring it up.
The flag's at half mast today, man. I was just feeling it, so it's been overwhelming.
Yeah.
Our day here. So, you know, it's just an extension of a bunch of folks, good folks all over the place.
All right. Well, Kyle,
having a good time.
Sure. Thanks for joining us, Kyle. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, Jeff. You take care.
Kyle Burden, he is the marina manager at Kirkwood Resorts out in West Yellowstone, and we appreciate him joining us on Outdoors Radio. More coming up after this.
Dan Small here, reminding you to be prepared this winter season and partner with the best, Great Lakes Roofing Corporation. Ice damming, snow buildup, and falling ice can result in unsafe conditions and costly damage during the winter months. Great Lakes Roofing's 24/7 emergency repair crews offer the knowledge and reliable experience you need when winter happens to you. Contact them today to schedule your free winter weather roof consultation. Visit GreatLakesRoofing.net. Great Lakes Roofing Corporation, your roofing solutions expert. SCI Wisconsin Chapter invites you to attend their Free Hunters Expo Saturday, March 10th from 10 to 4 at the Wyndham Milwaukee Airport Hotel. Meet with guides, outfitters, and fellow Wisconsin hunters. Enjoy free seminars with nationally renowned speakers. Learn about hunting trophy whitetails, food plot management, elk calling, concealed carry, and more. Get show updates and more info at sciwi.org or call 262-437-0097. Enjoy upland bird hunting at its finest, plus year-round sporting clays and shooting instruction at Milford Hills Hunt Club. Milford Hills has a full-time gunsmith, a well-stocked pro shop, and a stunning lodge and banquet facility eager to cater your client or corporate outing. And their Friday night fish fry is second to none. Located north of I-94 near Johnson Creek, Milford Hills Hunt Club is Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility. Call 920-699-2249. Or visit MilfordHills.com.
If you're a hunter, you know and think about safety every time you're out. It shouldn't be any different when you're ice fishing. Ice can be fickle at any time, but early ice can be especially hazardous. Remember this: know before you go. Ask the locals about conditions. Don't fish alone. Carry safety equipment like ice picks, ropes, and life jackets. If you do break through, don't panic. Use your legs to kick yourself out and roll or crawl away from the hole until it's safe to stand. Finally, let someone know where you'll be and when you'll be home. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Your hunt may only take minutes, but your taxidermied animal should last a lifetime. That's why you should choose Bucky's Taxidermy in Grafton, Wisconsin. Jeff Knapp has over 30 years of experience and is recommended by industry professionals worldwide. Bucky's is the largest producer of replica mounts in the United States. Regardless of the animal, Bucky's has the mount for you. Call them now at 262-375-6864 or online at buckystaxidermy.com. Here we go. The ice season is fast upon us, and HT Enterprises, manufacturer of numerous industry-leading innovations, including the world-famous Polar Tip-Up, AccuCast Spinning Reels, and Marmuska Jig, is ready to help make this your most successful winter ever. Anglers are raving about Polar Fire Clothing, today's most advanced cold-weather clothing system, and HT Polar Rod Ice Guard, Polar Fire Ice Rods, and revolutionary Marmuska Tungsten Ice Jigs are taking the ice by storm. HT, the complete line of time-proven ice gear, the power to perform.
Raccoons, possums, and bats might be cute outside, but when confined to your living space, they leave behind gifts that you don't want. A-Plus Restorations will remove your unwanted house guests, as well as the ticks, fleas, lice, and dander they leave behind, all of which can serve up an unhealthy buffet of various diseases. Call A-Plus Restorations 24-hour hotline at 877-NO-CRITTER. Plus, A-Plus Restorations is covered by some homeowner insurance policies. 877-NO-CRITTER.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio, brought to you by the Field and Stream Deer and Turkey Expo, presented by Remington, March 30th through April 1st at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. Find them on the web at deerinfo.com. And joining us now on the Red Paw Performance Dog Food Call of the Wild line is the show producer, Glenn Helgland. Glenn, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us.
My pleasure. I'm glad you're interested, and I'm glad for the opportunity to tell everybody about the new ownership and the new name of the show. Of course, for 27 years, it's been the Wisconsin Deer and Turkey Expo.
Right.
But it was time for my wife and me to do something. We're getting up to retirement age, and our kids are scattered all over the country in good professions, and it was time.
And now it has a new name, but a lot of people are wondering what's going to change. Is it going to be the same show that we've come to know and love?
It's going to be the same show that we have come to know and love, and I think it's got a chance to get a little bit more expansion.
Mm-hmm.
As you well know, the Field and Stream and Outdoor Life names are pretty well known.
Oh, they're huge.
They've got some clout, and I think we're going to be seeing more manufacturers as exhibitors.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Now,
yeah.
Each week between now and the expo, we'll be talking with one of your experts or seminar speakers. Can you give us an idea of who some of the speakers are going to be at this year's show?
You betcha. I've got Steve Bartillo talking about proven tips, big and small, to tag big bucks. You know, there's a million items on a checklist, and if you miss one or two of them, you might have bollocked up your hunt.
Absolutely.
Greg and Fred Abbas are going to be talking two different topics. One is exploiting a gobbler's weaknesses and habits. And in The Secrets of Mock Scrapes, Fred Abbas is really good with mock scraping, and he has killed a ton of big bucks in Michigan, and his techniques will work anywhere. Les Davenport, out of Illinois, is doing a seminar for us on trail cameras.
Okay.
Tech evaluations and productive field setups. Les has been playing with those things for years, and knows a heck of a lot about it. That will be very informative.
Mm-hmm.
A new thing, using tracking dogs to find wounded deer.
Is legal, is it not?
Yes, it is.
In Wisconsin? Okay.
Got to keep them on a leash.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's the only, if there's another requirement, somebody listening will let us know.
Absolutely.
I know that's the main thing.
Yep, okay.
Boy, I've seen them work. I've seen them work here in Wisconsin. And I went to Africa this August, and those guys there, I was in South Africa, they swear by them. They use tracking dogs for everything. It recovers a lot of game.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Hesselgrave, of course, is going to be doing his venison butchering and processing demo.
Okay.
A new topic, a really cool one, Bob Langyar is going to be talking about creating aquatic food plots. Year-round benefits and a rut bonus. And
really?
Of course, the rut bonus part is when the deer are chasing each other, tend to get a little exhausted and a little bit thirsty.
Sure.
And everybody is getting more aware of the value of open water.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't need to be big, doesn't even need to be particularly clean, but a little open water on your hunting land makes a heck of a difference.
Oh, okay. So a little watercress and open water.
And all that.
Yeah, great.
Bob Mercier is going to be talking about using buck dominance to get closer to deer.
Right. We've had him on the show, and he's mm-hmm. quite an entertaining fellow.
Yes, sir. Solving tough gobblers, silent gobblers, and other agonies. That's with Gary Sefton, who is an entertaining speaker and really, really knows turkeys.
He's an old turkey pro, that's for
sure. Yeah. Ron Spomer is going to try one that he said, well, the title is How to Anchor a Buck Fast.
Uh-huh.
And that's calibers, bullets, loads, and where to aim. And he said that came out of the fact that that's the number one question he gets asked at the Tech Info Center, and that's because, you know, you get in an area with a lot of hunting pressure, you do not want your buck of a lifetime to run over the hill.
Right.
Have somebody pop it and have his tag on it before you can get there.
Now, I heard a story about just that happening just last weekend at the boat show.
So yep, I don't doubt that a bit.
Happens to a lot of people.
Yeah, and Jeff Fuller from Soggy Acres Retrievers down in Delavan is going to be talking about how to buy a quality puppy. And the second half would be, and quite related to that, the critical first 6 months of training.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, Glenn, we've got to move on here, but you did mention Tech Info Center, and I know that that is one of the most popular features of the show.
It is the most popular feature of our show, and it was the first year we introduced it.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been there 2 years, but you're absolutely right. People want to talk face-to-face with somebody that will give them a straight answer, no BS, not trying to sell them any particular product, just give them take-to-the-woods information.
I'm looking forward to seeing all those guys. A lot of them are old friends, and also seeing just what Field & Stream and Outdoor Life have to bring to the table. So thanks so much.
It's going to be exciting. Thank you, Dan.
That was Glenn Helgland. He's the show producer of the Field & Stream Deer and Turkey Expo, presented by Remington March 30th through April 1st at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. More info on the web at deerinfo.com. Well, let's talk about another event that's coming up even sooner than the Deer and Turkey Expo, and that is the SCI Wisconsin Chapter's Big Game Hunters Expo and Banquet. That's coming up March 9th and 10th at the Wyndham Milwaukee Hotel. And to learn more, you can visit sciwi.org. And joining us now on the Red Paw Performance Dog Food Call of the Wild line is Michael Bender. He's the owner of Personal Protection Academy. He's a trainer and a personal protection consultant, and he will be one of the speakers at the Big Game Hunters Expo. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Now, you'll be speaking at this event, which is really geared for hunters, but you're going to be talking about personal protection and Wisconsin's new law, aren't you?
That's right. I've been asked to talk a bit about the Wisconsin Permit to Carry law. My purpose is, I'm afraid, too many otherwise law-abiding citizens aren't prepared for the legal threat that typically follows a lethal threat experienced during a defensive gun use event.
Mm-hmm.
That means that some folks wind up going to prison for defending themselves, their families, simply for lack of understanding lawful use of force. My plan with this talk is to provide those who attend my seminar information they need about the actions they must take and must not take before and after defensive gun use in Wisconsin if they want to avoid going to the slammer.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal is that law enforcement folks would recognize their actions as justifiable rather than criminal.
Okay. Now, there was a recent law passed. I think some call it the Castle Doctrine.
Yes, sir.
Does that have an impact on what you'll be talking about?
Not much, although I will say that the Wisconsin Castle Doctrine law will not protect you if you act unlawfully during a defensive gun use event.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It may give you some liability from being sued for personal injury or wrongful death by the individual predator or maybe by their family
mm-hmm.
after such an event.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I should tell people that I have taken a course taught by you. It was, it seems to me, now it's been a while, but at least 4 hours, maybe longer, and you covered a very wide range of things, not only handgun identification, use, cleaning, and safety, but also you spent a lot of time on why not to use that handgun.
Your course is actually about 6 hours long, Dan.
Okay.
My wife and Jennifer and I, we've got a number of goals with Permit to Carry training. I think most every one of our clients is quite surprised to learn this isn't only about safe gun handling.
Mm-hmm.
Our foremost goal is to teach law-abiding citizens to become less suitable targets. Secondly, we make certain clients have the basic knowledge and skills and attitude necessary for using a handgun safely and lawfully for self-defense. Third important thing is we teach them how handguns operate, revolvers, semi-automatics, nothing more than handheld machines. They leave our course with the info they need to purchase the right kind of equipment. Some firearm features hinder the struggle for survival during a defensive gun use event, and quite frankly, too many spend their hard-earned money on the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
We also make recommendations about ammunition and safety measures pertaining to ammunition for both self-defense and training situations. Fourth thing, I guess, as mentioned a moment ago, we want to make certain clients understand lawful use of force, probably the most important part of the training. We provide the information needed to carry a handgun most anywhere, including the mechanics of carrying a concealed weapon, holster types, clothing, staying inconspicuous, dealing with law enforcement while armed and the like. And regardless of a person's prior handgun experience, we make certain they have a good handle on or at least an opportunity to reacquaint themselves with sound shooting fundamentals, stance, grip, breathing, the aiming process, managing the trigger and the like. They become familiar with shooting ranges, range procedures, range safety, range commands, and when they participate in live fire training with us, they get an opportunity to confirm their understanding of safety and shooting fundamentals that we discuss in the classroom. We introduce people to defensive shooting, similar but quite a bit different than bullseye shooting, a real eye-opener for many.
Now, this kind of training, as you mentioned, is quite elaborate, and yet it's not required for Wisconsin citizens to obtain a permit.
That's correct. We go well beyond. It's more comprehensive carry. It's pretty easy to acquire a carry permit in Wisconsin, hunter safety, some things like that. Good training, but we think climbing over a fence with a shotgun and learning how to do that is not as difficult, I guess I would say, as learning how to carry a gun for self-defense.
No, absolutely. So, obviously, you have a vested interest. You teach these courses, but I know from having taken your course and from talking with you that you feel that this kind of training or some kind of training is really pretty necessary for somebody anticipating carrying a weapon in for self-defense.
Bottom line in the training, I think, Dan, is that our clients require the knowledge and skills I think they need to serve as their own first responders, lawfully protecting themselves, loved ones, before law enforcement folks can get on the scene.
All right. Well, Michael, we're out of time for this segment, but I think you've opened the minds of a number of people, and I'm sure a lot of folks will be interested in hearing your seminar at the Big Game Hunters Expo and Banquet. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Dan.
That was Michael Bender of Personal Protection Academy, and this was brought to you by SCI Wisconsin Chapter's Big Game Hunters Expo and Banquet, March 9th and 10th at the Wyndham Milwaukee Airport Hotel. To learn more, visit sciwi.com. org. More Outdoors Radio coming up. Enjoy upland bird hunting at its finest, plus year-round sporting clays and shooting instruction at Milford Hills Hunt Club. Milford Hills has a full-time gunsmith, a well-stocked pro shop, and a stunning lodge and banquet facility eager to cater your client or corporate outing. And their Friday night fish fry is second to none. Located north of I-94 near Johnson Creek, Milford Hills Hunt Club is Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility. Call 920-699-2249 or visit milfordhills.com. SCI Wisconsin Chapter invites you to attend their Free Hunters Expo Saturday, March 10th from 10 to 4 at the Wyndham Milwaukee Airport Hotel. Meet with guides, outfitters, and fellow Wisconsin hunters. Enjoy free seminars with nationally renowned speakers. Learn about hunting trophy whitetails, food plot management, elk calling, concealed carry, and more. Get show updates and more info at sciwi.org or call 262-437-0097. Dan Small here, reminding you to be prepared this winter season and partner with the best, Great Lakes Roofing Corporation. Ice damming, snow buildup, and falling ice can result in unsafe conditions and costly damage during the winter months. Great Lakes Roofing's 24/7 emergency repair crews offer the knowledge and reliable experience you need when winter happens to you. Contact them today to schedule your free winter weather roof consultation. Visit GreatLakesRoofing.net. Great Lakes Roofing Corporation, your roofing solutions expert.
Your hunt may only take minutes, but your taxidermied animal should last a lifetime. That's why you should choose Bucky's Taxidermy in Grafton, Wisconsin. Jeff Knapp has over 30 years of experience and is recommended by industry professionals worldwide. Bucky's is the largest producer of replica mounts in the United States. Regardless of the animal, Bucky's has the mount for you. Call them now at 262-375-6864 or online at buckystaxidermy.com.
Attention hunters, the Wisconsin Deer and Turkey Expo, March 30th through April 1st at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, has a new name. It's now the Field and Stream Deer and Turkey Expo, presented by Remington. Get great bargains at nearly 600 booths. Enter your buck or bear in the Budweiser Trophy Contest. Get your questions answered at the Tech Info Center. Hear more than 50 seminars. The Field and Stream Deer and Turkey Expo, March 30th through April 1st at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. Discount ticket coupons online at deerinfo.com.
Thanks once again for joining us on Outdoors Radio. It is brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. We do have that giveaway we've been teasing you throughout the entire show about, that nebulous flotation device. I've got it on my quad now, Dan.
You do?
I've got it set up so that it probably have to tip the machine upside down to work, because I have it mounted underneath the basket that I have holding everything else.
Okay.
Because I got so many other baskets going on.
You've got so much stuff on that machine, yeah.
So, but that's all right. I mean, it's already in the water. It doesn't matter if it comes up upside down.
Right, as long as it comes up.
As long as it comes up. So, but we're going to be giving one away here in just a few minutes.
That's right. And we have a poll every week on our e-newsletter, our electronic newsletter. And this week's question was, do you trust the DNR to manage wolves now that they've been removed from the endangered species list, or delisted, as the saying goes? Got an opinion on that, Jeff?
I trust the DNR to manage the stuff the way it is, be it fish, be it wolves, be it birds. It doesn't matter. It's not that I agree with every move they make, but it's not certainly isn't that I don't trust them. I've had the opportunity to meet a number of the biologists and people in charge of the DNR, and they're doing their job. They may be some political clout above them, but they are trying to do their job.
They certainly are, and I think they are eager, and they have been eager all along. A lot of general public really doesn't understand that we've been wanting to manage wolves, the DNR people.
Yeah, they've wanted to. They've had a plan ready to go.
Yeah.
For a while,
and
a long time.
Now they'll have a chance to implement that plan. Well, we'll have another question on this week's newsletter. And, in fact, for the next few weeks now, we will be featuring a question that will be each week, a question that will be on the spring hearings questionnaire. So it'll give people a chance to think about them and talk about them ahead of time. Well, Outdoor Wisconsin, my TV show, next week, February 9th or 10th, depending on where you live. I'll hunt pheasants at Milford Hills Hunt Club with Outdoor Wisconsin Banquet High Bidders. Tom Neubauer trolls for muskies on Pewaukee Lake with Dan Bush from that other radio show. Two of the three guys from that other radio show. And our archival segment from 1994, I'll visit a grade school woodworking class in West Allis as they build bird feeders. Those kids are probably grandfathers by now.
Yeah, a little older these days.
Not quite.
So people finally actually looking like they can get sturgeon shacks on Winnebago for the opening of the sturgeon spearing season.
Coming up next week.
Please do be careful out there, though. That east shoreline is not in great condition.
Right.
They have a tree line out there, but I don't think you can actually cross most of it yet.
Uh-huh.
As far as where the tree line is, just too many heaves and things like that in the way.
So if you're thinking of putting your shack out this week.
Yeah, just be very, very cautious.
Be careful.
Rabbit season closes the 29th, March 3rd, early trout season opens. Can't believe we're talking about March 3rd already. March 4th, inland waters, game fish season closes. Doesn't matter, I'm fishing panfish anyways.
That's right.
Our e-newsletter, always available online at dansmalloutdoors.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Of course, you can hear us 24/7 at lake-link.com/DSO radio.
Well, let's give that nebulous emergency flotation device away. It's a $500 value. It meets the requirements for ATV or snowmobile flotation on Dane County lakes. It is a must-have if you do any snowmobiling or ATV riding on lakes or a lot of ice fishing, as Jeff does. Well, we had a lot of entries, and we drew the winner, and it's Big Jimmy Gartsky of Sheboygan Falls, not too far from
here. Call himself Big Jimmy?
He does.
All right.
He does.
That's a proud nickname right there.
I can do that, too. So, Jim, I hope you make good use of that nebulous emergency flotation device, and anyone else interested in one of those, you can check them out at nebulousflotation.com. Well, speaking of contests, I am actually going to be a judge in a photo contest to benefit Wisconsin wildlife. It is coming up.
What do you know about photography?
What do I know about photography?
You've taken my picture a number of times.
What do I know about photography? I've taken your picture. Yeah. Anyway.
Expert photographer. I own three cameras. It's like anybody can do radio, right? Everybody's got a radio in their car.
Well, if we can do it, I think a lot of people are thinking, hey, those clowns can do it. I can do it. Anyway, this is a Wisconsin Humane Society contest, and you can learn more at wihumane.org. They have the largest wildlife rehabilitation center in the state. They handle about 5,000 injured, sick, and orphaned wild animals a year. It's a great organization. Check it out, wihumane.org.
www.gobblersweakness.org. Well, Jeff, you got your turkey permit?
I did. I got my turkey permit, Zone 3, Period 2.
All right. I'm hunting Period 2 also. Deadeye and I have Zone 1.
Like a group permit?
We didn't. We put in separately.
Separate. You both got it.
We both got it.
Okay.
Got lucky on that regard. Well, listen, good luck in Kazakhstan. Where are you
Thank
staying,
you.
By the way?
It's called the Riviera Club Kazakhstan.
Yeah,
it's
really?
It's this big giant casino in the middle of nowhere. If it's half as good as advertised, it'll be all right.
Okay,
it'll
well, right. Bring home the gold, but even if you don't, I imagine you're going to have a little fun there.
Little fun.
Yeah, all right. Well, good luck for you.
Thank you.
Outdoors Radio is brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource, and by SCI Wisconsin Chapter's Big Game Hunters Expo and Banquet March 9th and 10th at the Wyndham Milwaukee Airport Hotel. Here with Jeff Kelm, I'm Dan Small. I'll be solo next week as Jeff competes for the gold in Kazakhstan, but join us again next week for Outdoors
on
Radio.
The gunnel. When my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be